What I'd like to do this evening is this. I'm going to read a short passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you'd like to turn to that. The plan then is I'm going to tell you a little bit about Baptist missions. And then I'm going to introduce you to Naomi Reed, who's the eldest daughter of Andrew and Ruth Reed, serving with us in Barcelona. She's the great-granddaughter of one of our earliest Baptist missionaries who went to Peru back in the early 1930s. That's her claim to fame anyway this evening. And then we're going to hear a little bit more about what God is doing through the work of Baptist missions here in Ireland and in France as well. So that's the plan for this evening, and trust God will bless us in our time together. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here. Thank you so much for coming, and I trust that God will bless us in our time together. Just want to read a passage that to me is a great summary of what the gospel is all about. That's what we're seeking to proclaim, the Lord Jesus, his gospel, in all that we do in Baptist missions. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're going to read from verse 16, is a great summary of what this gospel we're proclaiming is all about. Verse 16, Paul writes, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Let me ask you this one little question this evening. Supposing on my way here, or maybe on my way home, I exceed the speed limit, and in a couple of weeks' time, I get an envelope through the door with a fine on it. And I ring up Tracy and I say, "Look, Tracy, can you give me the name and address of somebody in Carrickfergus? I want to send them a little note." And supposing I send you my speeding fine, what would your reaction be? What would you say? Well, I know what Dave would do. Dave would put it back through the letterbox to me and say, "Listen, Mervyn, that's your own fine, your own stupidity. Pay that yourself." None of us would like to pay the speeding fine for something. None of us would like to take the rap for the wrong that somebody else has done, would we? But here's a summary of the gospel in verse 24 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God, for our sake, made him his holy, spotless, pure Son who knew no sin. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." He obeyed everything. He was pure, he was holy, he was spotless. And yet, God made him who knew no sin to become sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Verse 18 tells us all this is from God. It was God's plan. The gospel is God's plan, God's thought. Even before the world was created, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit determined that the Father would send his Son to be the Savior of the world. God knew that in Adam we would rebel against him. We would be lost, we would be helpless, we would be hopeless. And yet God had a plan, even before the world was made, that his Son would come to be our Savior. All this is from God. It's his message, it's his gospel. And what are we as believers, what are we as Baptist missions, what are we to do? Well, verse 20, Paul says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us." You see, it's not our message, it's God's message. It's not our gospel, it's his gospel. He's revealed it to us in the pages of his book. It's not our place to change it, to make it more palatable to a 21st century world. I heard Keith Getty on the radio this morning as we were traveling to Bangor, and a huge, I think, media outburst against him 4 years ago in the States when they wouldn't change the words of "In Christ Alone." They wouldn't take the word "wrath" out of their song because some more modern people didn't want that word. The whole idea of God in his wrath and his anger pouring that wrath upon his holy Son wasn't acceptable to them. And yet that's a truth we glory in this evening, isn't it? That God, in his righteous anger against sin, instead of pouring his wrath upon you and I, poured it upon his holy, spotless, sinless Son. And so this evening, in this room, there are only two types of people. While the world may divide us, rich and poor, black and white, male and female, all sorts of ways, there's only two types of people in this room this evening. People who will meet God seeking to pay the punishment for their sin themselves. Or people who will meet God having trusted in the provision that God has made through his Son to pay their debt on their behalf. I trust this evening, if you're here, you are a believer, that you have come to that place of acknowledging your sin before God and trusting in what Christ has done upon that cross to forgive you, that you're rejoicing in having that righteousness that we could never earn, we could never merit, we could never have ourselves, but we're covered in his righteousness this evening. We belong to him. If Christ is our Savior, if we're trusting and resting in him. And all we are doing then as believers is taking this message from God, this plan of salvation that God has enacted, this work that Christ has completed upon the cross, and our task is simply to go into a world that needs to hear about him and pass on this good news that we have found to other people. That's what we're simply called to be, ambassadors for the Lord Jesus, whether it's across the street or whether it's across the world, as we sometimes go in Baptist missions. Our motto is proclaiming Christ and planting churches.